With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Monterey County defended its voter-approved fracking ban in court and got a split decision. KAZU's Erica Mahoney says now the question is, does the county have a responsibility to appeal that decision?
Protect Monterey County says yes. They are the grassroots group that got Measure Z on the ballot in the first place. On Tuesday, about 15 of its members attended the Board of Supervisors meeting, urging them to appeal. Protect Monterey County's Andy Shah Karan says it's the county's duty to continue defending it.
It's written in the initiative itself that they have to defend it, and it would be pretty weak tea if they decided after one decision that the gig was up.
That one decision came in late December, when Monterey County Superior Court Judge Thomas Wills decided that the fracking ban stands. But he struck down Measure Z's ban on wastewater injection and drilling new wells, saying those are unconstitutional. So it pretty much means business as usual for the oil industry. Protect Monterey County will appeal the judge's decision, but wants the county to do so too. Monterey County Council Charles McKee says its obligation to defend Measure Z ended with the trial. But the Board of Supervisors will ultimately decide whether or not to appeal. That decision could be months away.
It's going to be a significant amount of time. First, the judge's order is not final yet, and I don't expect a decision on appeal until the judge's order is final.
So far, the county's defense of Measure Z has cost nearly $1 million. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.